This is Marketplace Weekend. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. The sound of the late Heath Ledger trying to get Julia Stiles to like him in 10 Things I Hate About You in 1999. And you could kind of consider it the original promposal, since they do end up going together, though there's also a fight and another apology in the middle. Anyway, since then, tons of teens have followed in his very elaborate footsteps.
Hey guys, it's Katie. Welcome back to my channel. And today's video is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be me asking my boyfriend Logan out to prom.
So I'm going to be asking Maddie to prom, and I'm going to be getting pulled over by a cop.
Hey Amanda, will you come to prom with me, girl?
I don't know if any of y'all watch The Office, but I'm going to be Jim for a minute, and hopefully she'll be Pam.
Oh my god, it's a letter.
Oh gosh, okay. Oh my gosh.
Read it out loud.
You make me happier than pretzel day. Prom?
And of course, she said yes. I mean, who says no on national television? So you see, prom is not just about the ticket, tux rental, one-tenth of a limo anymore. There's the promposal, the very public task of asking someone to prom. Photos, hairdos, jewelry, flowers. In all, many American families spend close to $1,000 on prom. Yana Kasparkevich is a digital reporter here at Marketplace, and she's written about prom and its price tag. So, Yana, will you go to prom with me?
Oh, Lizzie, I wish, but somebody already asked me.
So I realized that that question is, like, not one that could be asked in 2017 in that simple way. What is the way that teenagers are actually asking people to prom these days?
Well, in today's world, when everyone wants to Instagram, Snapchat, and Facebook everything, you really have to go big or go home. And that really applies also to asking someone to go with them to the prom. So that means either staging a flash mob or spelling message in flowers outside on a field or, you know, for example, recreating a La La Land video and creating what is now called a promposal.
I mean, that seems kind of insane for me to wrap my head around, and maybe I'm old and stuck in the mud. These things cost money.
Going to the prom also means getting a tux or renting one, getting a limo, paying for the tickets. And for girls, it means getting a dress, getting their hair done, getting their nails done, getting their shoes. And so on average, teenagers and their parents spend as much as $1,000 to go to the prom.
You interviewed a bunch of teens and parents who were doing this. Did they feel like it was worth it?
Prom is the kind of last big thing you do at high school. So it's the big last hurrah. And so I think some people really feel like it is worth it to spend $1,000 for a really fun night out. And some really felt that they wanted to look their best because they would look at the pictures and remember the night forever. And I think that that kind of goes for the promposals as well, right? It's the last kind of big thing that you can do for your classmates to remember you. And so if you stage a promposal that's going to go viral, everyone's going to remember you as that guy who went viral the last year of high school. And I think that's kind of even easier now with the media. And, you know, we're looking for feel-good stories. And who doesn't like to watch teenagers sing La La Land songs and asking others to prom?
Does this put pressure, do you think, on kids and parents who don't have $1,000 to do this?
Yeah. And that has been kind of an issue for a couple of years. So prom used to cost as much as $1,000 as far back as, you know, the early 2013, 2012. And you, in the last couple of years, you have seen a bunch of nonprofits pop up that collect old prom dresses or take donations and try to reach girls or boys who can't afford to buy their own prom dresses or tuxes. And these nonprofits are called Operation Prom, Cinderella and Prince Charming Project. And they kind of try to make sure that there is no teen left behind when it comes to enjoying the prom.
I mean, I think about the costs that go into being a teenager today, cell phones being a huge part of this. Is it just more expensive to be a teen than it was, say, you know, when I was in high school in the 90s?
It probably is. And I think it also puts more pressure on you. Like, I think today when parents pay for both phone, you definitely need internet and computer to, you know, do your homework. The costs really do add up.
Yana Kasparkevich is a digital reporter from Marketplace. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lizzie.